96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is courtesy of the Emporia Gazette. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up your copy at a local stand.
Looking for the latest news that keeps you connected to the Emporia area? The Emporia Gazette is your go-to source for local stories, breaking news, and more importantly, how it affects you. From city events to in-depth reporting, we've got it all covered in print, online, and on social media. Stay informed, stay engaged, and be part of what's happening in the Emporia area. Subscribe today at EmporiaGazette.com or pick up a copy at a local newsstand. The Emporia Gazette, your news, your community, your voice. The Emporia Gazette, trusted news since 1895.
KVOE live and local. Good morning, 7:21, 10 degrees, wind chill is zero, some light snow out there, and we do have a cold weather advisory that will be in effect from 6 p.m. tonight until noon tomorrow. Extremely cold temperatures tonight through the early morning hours tomorrow. And hey, we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Rick Cunningham at the Emporia Rec Center. And a new indoor golf league going to be starting here soon. Rick, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ron. How are you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, Rick, why don't we start talking here about the Golf Zone Simulator in general terms, because you've had this here for a few months now. It sounds like a lot of people have been itching to try it, and a lot of people have tried it and really like it.
Yeah, and we've been open for a year now. We started last January, and we had a good response in that first, few months when it was pretty cold out, and then kind of the summer came, and we didn't get as much reservations. But now we're booking up pretty good with this cold weather and snow on the ground. Nobody can get out south, so it's been going pretty well.
So, what does this simulator consist of? How does it work, Rick?
So it's a golf zone simulator. It's high speed cameras that read your ball. It's just like playing real golf out at the course. You can go to the driving range. You can hit about, 200 courses if you want. There are also some apps for kids' games. We've had parties in there with birthday parties for kids, and they'll play some whack-a-mole and some other games that are more kid-friendly.
I have to ask, for those of us who have trouble with their swing, how accurate is this when it comes to, say, if I had the same swing actually out on the course? Is it going to show my ball going like two fairways over?
Yes, it probably will. it is a little more forgiving, but it's one of the more accurate systems out there. I mean, if you watch golf on TV and you see the track line of the shots, it's basically the same thing, same technology we're using. So it's very accurate, but the beauty of it is, if you're not very good, you can come in, hit the driving range on your own. You never have to go reset a ball or chase a ball or do anything like that. So during the winter, it's a good opportunity to keep your swing going,
Well, indeed. Play different courses, and I guess you'd never lose a ball, right?
Never lose a ball.
Yeah,
we got plenty.
Well, yeah, this is it's quite the piece of machinery, and, for those who haven't tried it, we certainly encourage you to do so. So now you are setting up a winter golf league or leagues, Rick, and kind of lay out the concept here.
Yeah, we're going to do a scramble league, two-man scramble, and then we're also going to do a two-man handicap. So you got a team of two. It is 6 weeks. We're going to play five different courses, and then we're going to have a tournament. So you're guaranteed six matches with your opponents. If you keep winning, you'll get more matches in. We're going to start this in early February. The way we're going to set it up is we're going to just give matchups to the teams. So you and your opponent can just call in and figure out when a good time for you guys to play that week and call in, reserve, and come in and play. It's nine holes. There's going to be cash prizes. We're going to start in early February, February 3rd, and then we'll have a tournament in mid-March. So we got a max of 16 teams for this one, for each league, and it's $250 a league. That includes your rental costs and all that, and then obviously there will be cash prizes at the end of the leagues and. Each week we'll do some prizes as far as low handicap or you know, maybe someone gets a hole-in-one or something like that. We'll be doing some special prizes weekly as well.
So will handicaps come into play here, Rick?
Handicaps will on the handicap league. So the two-person handicap, you're going to be playing your own ball. And I haven't figured out exactly how to set it up. Me and Mark are still kind of talking about the handicap and how, you know, each person will get their handicap. If you already have a golf zone handicap, then there's no issue about setting your handicap. But if you don't, we're going to have to figure out a way to get that handicap set the first week at least. We will do handicap league. And I'm also talking about, well, I just got some emails because they heard about this league. And the women want to do their own league. This is for anybody, the two-person scramble or two-person handicap. It could be male, women, men, women. But the women specifically wanted to do a league on their own as well. So I'm looking into that.
Okay.
I understand you got to go to EmporiaRec.org to reserve your spot. What's on that EmporiaRec.org? What information will we need to have immediately available when we go online to register?
Really, just nothing. Just register for whatever league you want. Put your team name in and you're good. Now, registration, the team only registers once. So say I go in and I'm registering for me and my partner, and then I'll worry about getting whatever money I need to get from my partner. Teams of two, and all you really need is team name, and we'll get in touch with you and get the schedule out to you, and we'll get it figured out.
So is there a deadline to register, Rick?
There is. We're going to try to have everybody in by January 29th. We'll see how many teams we got, and if we need to extend a little bit, we can. We got a little flexibility in time for this last of winter and then in the spring. So January 29th, we're hoping everybody will get in by then. So
I would assume you could probably get through nine holes pretty quickly.
You could. With four people, because we're going to encourage the participants to play against each other. Now, you don't have to necessarily, because you and your partner just go in any time and set your scores. But obviously, it'd be a lot more fun with an opponent, you know. You'll get 2 hours each time to do it. So, you know, if you're finished, you could play a little more if you want, or hit the driving range beforehand or after. But each match will get 2 hours. So you should have plenty of time for four of you to get through nine holes.
Yeah, you got to talk a little trash, you know, get some game. Come on, get some game.
It's a lot more fun when you can rag your opponents.
Yeah. Got to get those side bets in, too. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And we have TVs in there and that kind of stuff. So, you know, they could golf and watch the games and have a good time.
So with the simulator, do you use different clubs, like a driver and a 7-iron or a 3-wood? How does that work?
Right. So you play the clubs that based on your distance. So we do have clubs there for anybody who needs them. We have adult, women's and men's. And the only difference really is the length of the clubs. And we have right and left-handed. But yeah, I mean, you're playing real golf. You're off the tee, you're going to hit your drive, and you know, if you're 100 yards out, you're going to hit your pitching wedge. So, and then when you get on the green, we're putting. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's just like real golf. The chipping and the putting is probably the hardest thing to get used to on our simulator, but, for a lot of the guys who golf frequently, they come in and it's pretty accurate. They work on their game and they like it.
So you bring your own clubs in then, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we encourage that just because, you know, it's a tool for the golfer.
Yeah.
So they come in, if they want to improve their game, you know, you got to use your own clubs. Otherwise, you don't know how far you're going to be able to hit.
Got it, yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. How long have you been kind of toying around with this idea of having leagues, Rick?
Well, we toy around with it during the summer, but we notice our participation went way down, obviously, with good weather and people going out south. We talked about it, doing it, you know, during the summer, but I don't think we just had the interest. So now that there's snow on the ground and people really can't get out to the golf course, we figured this was a great time to do it.
All right, EmporiaRec.org. Get those registrations in by January 29th. Anything else we need to add here, Rick?
Sure. Right now we are doing a special. So Monday through Thursday, all day and into the evening, we're doing basically a 2-for-1. You get 2 hours for $25 instead of 1 hour for $25. Now you have to do it consecutively. So, but you know, you punch it in, you go 9 to 11, and you pay your $25. So it's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
And people are utilizing it a lot. We've been really busy the last 2 weeks. So if you're looking to get in, you know, get on our website, see what's open, and get in there and try it out.
Outstanding. Well, Rick, hope you have a great turnout for this. It sounds like a great opportunity to get to use the Golf Zone Simulator, get together with friends, start talking some trash, and really just having an all-around good time.
Yep, it is.
All right, Rick, hey, we appreciate your time.
Thanks, Rick.
Yep, not a problem. Hey, thank you, guys.
Good to talk to you. Rick Cunningham, Emporia Rec Center. The Winter Indoor Golf League. Get signed up. Log on to EmporiaRec.org for more information.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, we only have Fridays left here this week. So if you want that or the Newsmaker 2 spot that we have for Thursday, Friday, you can let us know. And all you have to do is call 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow, we're going to have right now representatives of Emporia and Lyon County government. Specifically, right now, we're having Fire Department Training Officer Matt Luter and also Police Sergeant Dominic Vorthrum is joining us. We're still awaiting word from the Sheriff's Office. But we'll be talking more about the Public Safety Citizens Academy and how you can get involved with that over the next couple of months.
Yeah, that sign-up window is open now. And our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by the Emporia Gazette. Trusted news since 1895. The Emporia Gazette. 7:32, light snow, 10 degrees, wind chill is zero. Stay tuned, we'll check the weather next.
Gun Show, Saturday and Sunday, January 25th and 26th at the Lyon County Fairgrounds in Emporia. Military Collections Apparel.